Prosecutors in The Hague have accused former Liberian President Charles Taylor of 11 counts of war crimes, allegedly committed during the civil war in Sierra Leone. Among the allegations, prosecutors say he provided weapons to the Revolutionary United Front rebels in exchange for access to so-called blood diamonds. But on Thursday, the 61-year-old rejected the allegations of a prosecution witness who said Taylor had transported arms to Sierra Leone by road.
I say bluntly, it's a lie. Bluntly. That's as blunt as I can get.
He said there was not even a road from Liberia to that part of Sierra Leone.
There is no such thing then. There's no such thing today in the Republic of Liberia that anyone in his sound mind and body can say that you can get into a truck and drive from Monrovia through Clay, Tocumba, Bopolu, go all the way through Fasama and come up to Salaye and Zuluwu. It's not possible. If you really want to make it up, fine. But it is not possible. It was not then. It is not possible now.
The former president also denied allegations that rebels under his command in Liberia engaged in cannibalism. Some witnesses have alleged that National Patriotic Front fighters in Liberia ate the organs of those they had killed. He alleged that the UN wrongly linked him to Liberians fighting in Sierra Leone. He said that misconception had landed him in jail. The former Liberian president first took the stand in his defence on July 14th. He has dismissed the war crimes charges against him as lies and said he had nothing to gain from destabilising Sierra Leone. Taylor is the first African leader to be tried at a UN-backed court. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.